the snowflakes fall as winter calls, and time just seems to fly.
Friends, I've been shooting and hunting with CVA muzzleloaders a long time. They are, in my opinion, the best muzzleloaders on the market. But did you know CVA also makes a very fine line of centerfire rifles, built to last and super accurate? Been hunting with those for several years. Check them both out, the muzzleloaders and the centerfires, online at CVA.com. Folks, I want to introduce you to some good friends of mine at Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Sigerville, Texas, located at 133 Hall Street. The phone number is 972-287-3121. Go by there and talk with Gary or Randy, the owner. They're great people. They've got some great prices. Again, that's the Dash for Cash Pawn Shop, Sigerville, Texas, 972-287-3121. Well, friends, this is Luke. We have a little extra time in today's show, and I want to acknowledge and thank some folks in this little segment here. One is Larry Wysoon. Larry's been with me for 20 years here on Catfish Radio, and he adds a lot to the show every week in our campfire talk. Larry's a wildlife biologist and a noted outdoor personality, but he's also a great friend. But thanks to Larry for being with us every week and sharing his vast knowledge of hunting and other things too. But I want to also recognize a company that I recently worked with called Green Lending. Now, Corey and Jack there with Green Lending, they walked me right through a process to me was pretty complicated. But if you want to, say you want to buy some rural land with a house on it, whatever, maybe you want to refinance your property, your loan, and at maybe a cheaper rate, save some money, pay off some bills, whatever. A good lending company is a must. I can highly recommend Green Lending. You can just go online to greenlending.com and check them out. But I do want to brag on Mr. Jack and Corey there at Green Lending. I want to also get Corey on. He's obviously an expert in anything to do with mortgages, buying land, buying homes, refinancing. I want to get him on here in a couple of weeks and ask some very basic questions that probably will benefit you. But for starters, greenlending.com, I'd like you to go there and check it out and go with my recommendation. The process was extremely easy. I'm old school back in the days where it took months to get loans on land or homes or whatever, anything like that. But times have changed, and I want to tell you, Green Lending is cutting edge. Now, the recent outdoor rendezvous, the Luke Clayton, I named it the Friendly Rendezvous because Mr. Friendly, a radio personality, and I started this about 7 years ago. How much fun was that? If you were there, I know you had an absolute ball. I bet you ate some blue catfish. We had our catfish cooking team, Phil and Bill Carey, two of the primary ones, and Billy Kilpatrick. They always like to fry the fish, and they do a great job. I had some of the barbecue from a wild porker that I shot here a couple weeks ago. It was pretty tasty. I got some compliments on that. People would say, "Is this wild hog?" And I said, yep, and to be honest with you, it was a wild boar that I shot about 2 weeks ago. But I slow-smoked that thing on hickory wood for about 6 hours, and then got it. It was very flavorful, but still a little tough. I put it in a crock pot and let it cook with some barbecue sauce, brown sugar, and all that kind of stuff, cook overnight, and then put some fresh barbecue sauce on it. People would come up and I had it in a big old Dutch kettle there at the outdoor rendezvous in Greenville at the Top Rail Cowboy Church there. We were outdoors on about 18 acres, and people would come by and look at that, and I'd say, get you some buns on the table over there and just help yourself. They had a big spoon in there, you know. People would eyeball that up, and I noticed several of them coming back for seconds. But thanks to the Top Rail Cowboy Church there in Greenville, Texas, Charlie Nasser and Mr. Carr, all those people. We had people coming in, Samuel Old, And his son came all the way from Virginia. And Samuel is a astute wildlife studier and habitat improver. He came down, and Marshall Allen Bailey and Cowgirl Janie. Marshall was the for many, many years, the official Dodge City, Kansas marshal. He traveled the world, went to Germany and other places promoting Dodge City. He was there. Philip Farmer. How about old Philip? He has a blues band, but Philip is a music leader at a church. He was there and with his blues band, and it was well received. And, of course, Matthew Middleton. Want to thank Matthew and his team there at the Top Rail Cowboy Church. They do a great job. They work their tails off getting ready for this event every year. And what can I say? It was just so much fun. We had a good time. The weather cooperated. I'll be honest with you. We usually have the Luke Clayton's Outdoor Rendezvous the first Saturday in March. And the schedule at the church was busy, and everybody just couldn't get it together. So we decided to do it on the 28th of March. And I thought, oh, my gosh, here it's going to be. It has been like 85 degrees in North Texas. I said, we're going to be out there with campfires and chuck wagons. I want to have a campfire because I have to heat up all my stuff, you know. People are sitting around the campfire in chairs, all of us visiting, and here it is, 80, we're going to be 85. It was in the 60s, perfect weather. The good Lord has blessed that event every year. I'll say that for sure. It was nice and not chilly, but cool. The ladies sat around the fire, and all of us did, and talked and had a big time. But I do also want to thank somebody else while I'm thanking. Pyramid Air. I work with this company. They have everything that you need for air guns, tanks, guns, compressors, all that kind of stuff. But they also have, they're now an outdoor recreational store online deal. You can get anything, just about thermal scopes, bows, anything that you can think of just about in the outdoor world that you need for recreation. But I want to thank Val Gamberman and the folks there at Pyramid Air for being a major sponsor of our rendezvous this year. They're always willing to help, and just about any outdoor activity that I get going, they're there to help me. So thanks to Pyramid Air. Folks, I do hope you've enjoyed our show. I seldom ever do I have the time to visit with you one-on-one here like we did today. Usually our time is taken with the guests, you know. But I thought it would be appropriate it'd be okay to talk about, brag on some people in this little segment and maybe let you know what makes Catfish Radio tick. I'm an old outdoor writer, a hook and bullet writer, if you will. I've been writing about the outdoors for, 39 years now. My column runs in a bunch of newspapers. I know a lot of you read it. I'm hunting editor for a magazine. And I freelance for a bunch of newspapers and magazines. So that's kind of what I do. Something that you might not know about is Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, myself, and Jeff Rice do a weekly TV show that's called A Sportsman's Life. A Sportsman's Life. You can go to YouTube and type in A Sportsman's Life and pull it up. Jeff puts a fresh show on every week. It's also hosted on Carbon TV. That's where a lot of people watch it, on Carbon TV. Just go there to Carbon TV and look for A Sportsman's Life. It's different topics every week. Of course, if we're doing a hunt, Larry did a show recently in England where he hunted the vampire deer, we call them, the Chinese water deer and another species. I can't recall right away, but you might see that. Then you might see Jeff or I doing a deer hunt, a hog hunt. I do quite a bit of thermal hunts with my ATN thermals and my CVA Cascade rifle. You might see one of those filmed through a thermal. So that's what Catfish Radio and A Sportsman's Life is all about. If you ever want to contact me, folks, the best way to do that is just go through my website, which is catfishradio.org, And it's an email, Luke. Send me an email. You might want to be a guest on our show here sometime. But again, thanks to everybody that's helped here recently. I just felt like it was appropriate for me to get on here and say thanks to everyone, and I do appreciate it. I want you to have a good week in the outdoors. I want you to be safe, and I want you to be right back here with us this time next week. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed our show. You know, this is our 20th year to be doing Catfish Radio, and I enjoy doing it now probably more than I did when I first began. It's lots of fun every week. But I want to tell you about a destination, one of my favorite destinations, and it's the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. It's up in southeast Oklahoma, maybe an hour north of Paris. I don't think it's that far, but it's an awesome place. You can go online to ChoctawHuntingLodge.com and check it out. Beautiful lodge there. Trophy deer hunting on thousands of acres of Choctaw tribal land up there. It's just, if you ever go up there, you will return. A lot of eastern turkey in that part of the country. And probably our closest destination for many Texans to have a real chance to kill an eastern turkey. So that's got that going on. Exotic hunting, hog hunting. If you're an outdoor person, you'd love a visit there at the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. Folks, we are out of time. Make sure and tune in next week and be safe in the outdoors.